Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know you've had a bad date when your mom has to come pick you up at Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Yeah. And today's second date update, Alana is on the phone. She met a dude named Jeremy at her family reunion. Relax, wasn't a cousin. He was a caterer. And they ended up going out to dinner. And on their date, she said everything went fine. But at the end of the date, when they were driving home, he actually ran out of gas. And while he was waiting for AAA to fill up his car or whatever, her mom actually came and picked her up and took her home. And now she hasn't heard from him. So we're about to get him on the phone and see if we can find out what, well, we know what went wrong, but what else went wrong on their date maybe. All right, Alana, are you ready to call Jeremy?
Yeah, I am.
I just feel like he may be scared by your mom. Like, your mom pressured him into asking you out. Your mom was there when he picked you up. Your mom came and picked you up from the date. Like, are you always that attached to your mother?
I mean, I don't really think that that's it. I think he just is embarrassed. Like, I bet he's just home, like, freaking out about it and just feeling like the date went really bad. And I just want him to know that I'm going to give him another shot.
That's nice.
Yeah, if I failed that badly on a date, I'd be thinking about it. I'd be like, damn, man, I was so tired. And then I ran out of gas. I can never call her again.
Yeah,
but you've called him 6 to 8 times. Like, I think that that would be sign enough that you don't care. Like,
yeah, but the damage is done.
I don't know. I think it's worth another shot. I really do.
All right, well, I'm going to dial his phone over right now and see if we can get him on the phone. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Jeremy, please?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Jeremy, how are you, man? This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, who?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
What's this all about?
Well, I'm calling you because we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, it's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask what happened. And you went out with a girl named Alana the other day.
Oh, my God.
And it's like you remember her.
That's what this is about?
Yes.
It's about that date?
Yeah, she emailed us. She told us about how you met. She told us about your date. And she also told us that she's tried to get a hold of you a bunch, but you're not returning any of her calls or text messages.
This is crazy.
Yeah, it's a little crazy.
Okay, so what happens now?
Well, we're trying to figure out why you won't call her back. So you have an answer for that?
Oh, yeah, I can definitely tell you all about that date, but I want to know what she told you.
Well, she told us that you met her at a family reunion. I guess you were a caterer there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she said you guys went out to dinner. And when you picked her up, you seemed a little tired, said that you had been working a bunch, and then you ran out of gas at the end of the date, and that's where things ended.
Yeah,
that's like the short version.
Well, she also added that, like, her mom pressured you into asking her out. And
yeah, I mean, I thought it was kind of cute, actually. Like, her mom came up to the bar and was like, hey, my daughter's interested. Will you ask her out? I saw her daughter. I'm like, yeah, daughter's cute. Why not? Like, nice. Can't hurt anything.
So you said, I got the short version. What's the long version then? Keep in mind, we're on the radio, so don't be like 20 minutes. I mean, just like, what's the meat that we're missing?
So I go and pick her up at her mom's place. That was kind of a red flag number one, right? Like, I kind of expected her to have her own place or to like some roommates. But right away, as we're like driving to the restaurant, I find out girl is 19 years old.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
She didn't, illegal.
Well, yeah, legal. But also, like, how old are you?
I'm 28.
Yeah,
I was going to say, you don't sound like a 19-year-old to me.
True. I mean, even if you're 23, maybe that's on the edge because it's 4 years.
Dude, I've been out of college for 5 years, and she's been out of high school for like one.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's a little young, you're feeling like.
Yeah, she's cute and everything, but like that might be why I was out of it. Like, I was a little shocked, and like, I'm like, what have I got myself into?
Right.
I mean, and then the whole running out of gas thing, I was borrowing my roommate's car, dude. Like, I didn't have a car at the time, so I borrowed my friend's car. I didn't think to look at the gas gauge. And he, like, hands me the car. He's like, yeah, sure, go ahead. Not telling me it was on empty.
Okay.
By the time I saw it, it was too late. Running out of gas, like, it's already awkward. I'm just like, can this thing end already? This is the kicker. This is what really gets me. When mom comes to pick her up, as she's like going back around the car, she pulls me aside and says, "By the way, I have a son who's into you too. Would you want to go out with him?"
What?
Yeah.
Mom is just wingmanning for everybody. And also kind of low blow to her daughter. Like,
the whole thing was so strange, man. Like, don't get me wrong. I think it's really flattering that
the whole family wants
that
you.
This woman wants her son and daughter to date me. But it's just, I don't really... First of all, I don't really go that way. And secondly, like, it's just the whole thing kind of creeped me out a little bit.
Yeah. Her mom, I think her mom wants to date you. And she's just like, one of my kids is, I've got to see you around the house is what I want.
I bet her mom is closer to my age.
Oh, my God.
Probably.
Would you ever consider dating a 19-year-old?
Would you ever consider dating a 22-year-old guy? I don't know how old her brother is. I'm just guessing his age there.
I have no idea either.
Well,
oh my God.
Jeremy... I do have to let you know that Alana is actually on the phone and wants to talk to you.
Oh, my God, no. Oh,
yep.
My God.
Yeah, I think it's just her. I don't think her brother's there, but... Alana, are you still there?
No. Oh, my God. I feel sorry. I feel bad now.
I just don't know why my mom would say that to you. Like, did she really say that? I guess
it's
not something she would say.
Believe me, why would I make that up? Like,
I don't know. Like,
I've never had anything like that happen to me before. So, yes, your mom did say that to me. She did ask me if I wanted to go out with your brother.
Okay, well, and, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, my brother is gay, but, like, it doesn't make sense that she would say that after we went on a date. Did you, like, tell her that you're gay or something?
What? Why would I? No, I did not tell her I'm gay.
When did you have an opportunity to even do that, you know?
A little roadside confessional while you're out of gas with her mom.
Yeah, I ran out of gas. I'm gay.
None of that.
I don't know. Maybe at the party you told her that or something. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me why she'd say that.
Maybe she just thinks that, like, young people nowadays can do anything, you know, go anywhere with their sexual. I don't know. Like, I definitely did not tell her I was gay. That is for sure.
Do you think it was a joke that you just took too literally?
No, I really thought it might have been a joke, but the way she asked me and the way she looked at me, she was serious. She was honestly asking me if I would go out with her son after I just had a bad day with her daughter.
Okay, well, I also want to say that I know I'm 19, but I'm, like, really mature for my age. Like, I have no issue, you know, being outgoing, talking to adults. Like, even though I live with my mom, you know, I have my finances in order. Like, I'm saving up for grad school, and you know, I'm really responsible. Like, my room is really clean. I'm really organized.
Like, I'm sure
you guys stop laughing. I'm serious. I'm really mature. I'm a lot more mature than any of my friends. It's not funny. I'm serious.
I'm sure you are. We just don't have that much in common. Like, even when we were talking, it's like we grew up at different times. Like, we don't have the same kind of connections on things. Like, you can't even have a glass of wine at dinner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just too far removed from where I am in my life.
Well, in 2 years, I'll be able to drink with you. Just wait 2 years.
2 year anniversary.
Yeah, after 2 year anniversary, you guys could, you know, throw down a few glasses of wine.
Jeremy, I mean, what if she's right? Like, what if you just wait a little bit? My sister got married when she was 20, and they've been married for like 15 years, and they're totally happily in love.
Yeah, but check this out. If it's this much work and energy before we even get to the second date, it's looking like a lot of drama.
Oh.
If you start out a relationship like this, it's probably not great.
Mm. Maybe we got all the drama done up front.
Out of the way.
That's usually not the way it works.
I really don't think the drama will be finished. Like, your mother is very invested in you and your brother's lives, and your mom asked if I wanted to go out with your brother after we went out. Like, that to me is that there's a lot of drama there inherently in your
well,
family.
Just,
and like,
I'll tell my mom to cool off. You know, like, I'm not my mom. Like, I'll just tell her to.
I understand
back
that.
Off,
but
you know?
It's just too much. Like, the whole thing is.
I just think we deserve another shot. Like, one more date. Just one more date, and maybe, you know, without all that drama, you'll see who I really am.
Man, I feel bad, but I don't...
Hang on, Jeremy. Let me ask you officially. Would you like to go out on a second date with Alana? We will pay for it.
I don't think so. I think that she's a lovely girl, and I wish her all the best, and I wish her mother and her brother all the best, but I don't think I have a whole lot of time in my life for that kind of stuff. So, sorry, I'm not interested.
Okay.
Are you okay, Alana?
No, I'm fine. I don't know. I think you're making the biggest mistake of your life, and you're going to look back one day and really regret this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the passion.
It's fine. I don't care.
No. Hey, I know it feels like this now, like this is a really big deal, but with, like, young people, like your generation, it's so easy to find people. You have a lot easier than I did at that age. You're going to be great.
That's not how I want to find someone, though.
Well, do you want to find someone by your mom asking them to ask you out?
I just feel like you're really missing out on something.
And I don't know what to say to that.
Okay. Jeremy, would you like to go on a second date with Alana's brother? We'll pay for it. Or a first date, I guess. We'll pay for that.
You can drink wine with him.
Yeah.
No, man. I'm good. I'm good on that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.